Last Monday, my wife and my two boys and I got up early. It was sometime a little after 6 o'clock, but honestly, it felt like it was closer to 9 o'clock. See, our bodies were used to East Coast time, but we were in California. So we got up and we got dressed. My boys grabbed Little Bite's bag of muffins and had a bowl of cereal. And my wife and I had our usual meal replacement protein shake. Then we packed a small bag, a little book bag, with some snacks, a few drinks, and anything else we would need for the long day ahead. Something for our arms, sleeves, a couple of napkins, a couple of band-aids in case somebody scraped a foot. And then we headed out the door. And the weather was absolutely beautiful. It was about 75 degrees with low humidity. So we were excited and we walked quickly. About 20 minutes later, we were surrounded by a large group of people standing in line at Disneyland. That's right. Last Monday and Tuesday, my family and I had the privilege of spending 2 days at Disneyland and California Adventure in Anaheim, California. And it was the first time that any of us had been to either Disney park in California. My wife or I had never been there. In fact, it was my first trip to California ever. And it was certainly the first time that either my boys, who are 7 and 10, had ever been to a Disney park. My wife had wanted to take them to Orlando, to Disney World, which is a little bit closer, but I had a conference to go to, the Podcast Movement Conference, which was in Anaheim. And so it's just perfect opportunity to take the whole family. And it was truly magical. But I'm not here to tell you everything that we did at Disney. I'm actually here to tell you 3 things that I noticed at Disney that could actually have a really big impact on your blog, your business, your side hustle, your side income, whatever it is you're doing. 3 things that if taken to heart and if you actually apply them, I think it's going to get some really big results and you'll see some really big improvement from doing those things. So that's what I'm here to talk to you about. But before I get into those 3 powerful things, let me pause just 1 second and say hello and welcome to Quit Pinching Pennies. This is the faith-based podcast for moms and dads who want to work less and earn more so they can quit pinching pennies and focus on what matters most, like family, homeschooling, working from home, adoption, giving, ministry, or missions. I like to call it faith-based lifestyle design or the 4-hour work week for people of faith. You can call it whatever you want to, but I'm just glad you're here. I'm your host and teacher, Dave Mooring. And now let's get back to Disney. So when we first got to the park, we decided to go to California Adventure, which is the slightly newer park, a little bit bigger. And the main thing that we wanted to do there, the reason why that we started with California Adventure, was because we wanted to head over to Cars Land Radiator Springs. Now, Cars the movie had actually been out a few years before my oldest son, who was 10, really got into it. But when we finally thought that he was old enough to watch the movie when he was a little boy, and we showed it to him, he just fell in love with it. So we had everything Cars, Cars blankets, Cars toys, all the little Cars figurines, electronic Cars, Cars plates, Cars cups, Cars lunchbox, just about anything you think of. We had Cars, and I had the Car soundtrack downloaded onto my iPhone at the time, and I would take him to a sitter, a friend of ours, who would watch him some while I was at work. And I remember us listening to the Car soundtrack back and forth, and you know, he was probably only a couple of years old at the time, and would start singing along with the songs and everything. And it was just such a great memory. But we all loved Cars, and we had heard a lot of great things about the Cars Land Radiator Springs, so that's where we headed first because we heard it would also get pretty busy. And the first thing we did was, I think it was called the Tractor Rodeo, which is basically, if you're familiar with the movie Cars, when Mater, the tow truck, goes out tractor tipping with Lightning McQueen, and they run into all these tractors who are taking on the personality of a bull or a cow. And so they kind of go crazy and they roll all over the place. So the Tractor Rodeo at Disneyland is basically you sit 2 or 3 people to the car, which is the back of a little tractor that is in the likeness of a cow. And you kind of get spun around and slung about kind of like a teacup ride where you kind of spin and go back and forth. And it was a lot of fun. But what I noticed, which stood out right away, is that when we got over to wait in line, which the line wasn't very long, we did it first thing in the morning, but everything in that little area was meticulously designed and everything was in place. So the area around the ride looked like a junkyard. There were signs, there were trees. All the handrails were made out of pipes and metal pipes and things like that. There were pieces of cars and tires laying around on the ground to make it look junky, although it was not junky. License plates and pretty much anything that you would imagine seeing in a junkyard was all there. So as you were walking and waiting to get in line, you really couldn't help but feel like you were in that world in part. And that's really what the takeaway here is, that the details matter. Every little detail was meticulously thought out. Every detail, from the what you were walking on to the handrails to the signs to shelters to the scenery around to the music that was playing, everything was crafted to give you that full immersive experience. And I think we often overlook that. I think one thing that makes Disney unique and one thing that people love about it is that they do pay so much attention to detail and they do think through all those different things. And I'd heard that, but until you experience it, it's really hard to really put that into words or to really grasp that. But I think when you're thinking about your online brand or your side hustle or what you're working on, it's really important to think through all the details, whether you're making a product and you're thinking about the label and the tags, or you're building your website or your blog and you're thinking about how you call your the services that you offer, or how you label your products, or how you add sections to your site. What do you call them? And this is actually a challenge to myself to go back and look it through at some of the things that I'm doing and making sure that my brand is permeated all throughout. But, you know, one example that I do is I use a really simple flat design style. So all the icons on my site, all the design and my new blog posts, graphics and things like that all have a similar look and feel. But that's just really just the tip of the iceberg. But the takeaway there for the first one is just to make sure that you're paying to all the details so that your customer experience from start to finish, from top to bottom, everything really feels like it's been carefully thought out and carefully constructed because the people in your prospective fans or customers will feel that. They will sense that amount of detail that you put into it, just like you feel when you go to Disney. A little later, also over in the Radiator Springs Park of the Disneyland Park, or the California Adventure, we made our way over to what became our favorite ride, which was the Cars ride, which is called the Radiator Springs Racers. And I'm not going to go into a lot of details about the ride, but what I noticed as we were waiting in line, and fortunately we didn't have to wait in too long of a line, and I'll explain a little bit more about that in a second, but you walk through a line and you're waiting, but as you're walking through the line goes under some railroad tracks and it takes a right turn and goes under a shelter, and you go a couple of lines and turnstiles kind of back and forth through the shelter. And then you come out of the shelter and you walk around an old water tower that was designed to look like it might've been over on Route 66 or Arizona, Southern California. And then you walk around the side of a mountain or a rock formation, and then you walk through another little shelter and you go back and forth a little bit and you're looking at license plates on the walls or maybe some neon signs and things like that. But all the time you're waiting in line. But many parks and theme parks that I've been to, you're waiting in line in a really boring back and forth, and you kind of feel like you're being herded like cattle. And it gets uncomfortable and you get a little bit edgy and the kids are starting to whine and they're tired of standing in one place and they start to feel irritable. But one thing I really noticed about Disney that they did really well is they made standing in line, which really is about the worst part of Disney. I mean, everything's magical, but it's no fun to stand in line. It's no fun to wait. But they took that, the worst part, and they made it not so bad. They found a way to get you to walk through the line and change scenery and to go up and to go down and to go around and to give you things to look at. And you saw people leaving the ride and you got a couple of glimpses at the ride from sneak peeks here and there. And there was just a lot to look at and a lot to take in and people, and it was hustling and bustling. So it really didn't feel like you were waiting in line near as long as you probably did. And so that's my second tip for you today, is to find a way to take the worst part of your business, whether people have to go through a checkout process, or maybe they have to go through some tutorials, or maybe there's some background information, or maybe they have to wait because you have a class that you only let a certain number of people enroll in at a time. But whatever that period is, or whatever that long, maybe the worst part about your business is, find a way to make it not so bad. Find a way to make it almost enjoyable. Because if you take the bad and you make it not quite as bad, then that's going to really give you a leg up, and people are going to remember that, and they're going to be really appreciative of that. And then the third thing I want to leave you with is that one of the reasons that we didn't have to wait in line so long is because they made available these things called fast passes, which basically allows you to kind of get in the queue ahead of the time that you want to ride. So let's say for the Cars ride, we wanted to get a fast pass so we didn't have to wait in line quite as long. So they make available, you know, around 9 a.m., you might be able to get a little ticket or a fast pass that would let you ride the ride sometime between, let's say, 11:30 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. So as long as you have that little ticket and you show up between 11:30 and 12:30, then you essentially get to go to the front of the line. And that allows the park to spread people out, and you don't have quite as many people waiting in line that don't have the tickets and things like that. So it kind of helps the flow, keeps people moving. But for us, they had recently, I think in the past month or two, released a digital version of that called a Max Pass, which, so basically, instead of having to go grab a physical ticket, you could just get online and reserve your spot without having to go anywhere. And there was an additional charge for that. So there was no charge for the fast pass ticket. You just had to walk around the park to find the little kiosk for the tickets. But when you could get online, you could pay a little extra. I think it was $10 per person for the day. And you would have access to getting your place in line without having to go anywhere. So it was super convenient. And it really cut down on tons and tons of time and walking. And it really made the whole day experience that much better, because we spent a lot less time waiting in line, and we spent a lot less time wandering from place to place, from kiosk, picking up these fast passes and things like that. So even though we had already spent quite a bit of money to get in the park, and for the four of us to take advantage of these Max Pass tickets cost us an extra $10 a person, ultimately it made the whole day that much better. And so the lesson that I took away from that is that people will pay for convenience, and people will pay to speed things up. So if you've got a book or a course or a product or something that you're teaching or helping people do, if you can find a way to help them to get to the front of the line or to get through the course or material faster, if you can find a way to speed that up and they really get the benefit a whole lot quicker, you can probably charge more for that. People are willing to pay to speed things up. So another example is maybe you have a course, and I'm thinking about doing this myself, where I have a course that drips out to teach people how to start an online income stream. And it drips out over the course of a couple of weeks. But I'm wondering if people would find the value in paying a few bucks to get all that at one time. So if they have time this weekend or next weekend, but maybe they don't have time in a couple of weeks coming up, that they can actually dig through the course and get through the material faster. So again, three things to take away. One is the details matter. So make sure that you're focusing on all the details and the customer experience. Two, make sure that the worst part about your business or interacting or working with you, make that not so bad. Find a way to ease that and to make it a more enjoyable experience. And then three, don't forget that people will readily pay to speed things up or to get quick access or to take a shortcut. So I hope that those are beneficial to you, and I will probably be sharing more about my trip. And I'm going to be telling you a little bit more about the conference and some of the awesome speakers that I heard and some of the amazing tips and takeaways that I got from some of the experts in the podcasting and marketing and digital arena. So look for that next time. And as always, if you would like to join me and other moms and dads and people of faith online, I have a private Facebook group that I would love to have you join me in. It's called Quit Pinching Pennies, and you can find it by going to quitpinchingpennies.com. And if you like this podcast and this episode, if you found it valuable and you would like to get more, please be sure to go over to iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast and make sure that you subscribe. And if you found it helpful, please share it with somebody else. I would love just to spread the word and to help as many people as I can. That's it for today. Thanks again for listening, and I will talk to you next time.